All right, the Minnesota Timberwolves are hot right now, undefeated in the month of March. They've won five consecutive games. Joining us now on the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline, FanDuel Sports analyst Rebecca Brunson. She is going to be part. Yeah, she's going to be part of the broadcast tonight. It's a late game, right? 9 p.m. against the Denver Nuggets. What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here trying to get my coffee in, get my caffeine up to make sure I can stay up for this late game.
So you can stay up tonight. Who are you with tonight? Are you with Marnie?
Yes, me and Marnie.
All right, so before we get into Wolves, I want to ask you a couple of questions about just basketball in general. How much women's college basketball do you watch? I'm assuming a bunch.
Yeah. I watch a good amount of college basketball games. Yeah, I actually was just at the Big Ten tournament last weekend to take in some of those games.
All right, so was that kind of like as a spectator, or because I mean you're in the business of coaching with the Minnesota Lynx, or was it just kind of like that's just part of what you do and this is part of the gig?
Yeah, I mean we have to start to gear up. We're trying to make sure that we have a full understanding of the prospects that are out there coming into the draft. The Big Ten, they have a lot of younger players, but they do have a couple that we wanted to kind of make sure we had our eyes on. So we're all making the rounds, trying to get ready for the draft right now.
All right, so this messes me up then. Okay, this totally screws me up. Because what I wanted to do, I don't think you can technically do it now then, because I forgot you're still, a coach in the WNBA. You can't do a bracket. I wanted to do a bracket versus you with the women's tournament, because I'm more excited this year for the women's tournament than the men's tournament. In the men's tournament, Cooper Flag, and there's some good teams, whatever, but I think it's more wide open with the women. But I don't think that technically we can do it together.
Dang. Right, I think we can get that done. I think we can do a bracket. Yeah, I think we always do them,
Yeah, we can just do one for fun. It ain't for money or nothing like that. Okay. All right, I like it. Let's go. All right, so what's the deal? I got to get you my bracket by when? Because Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday. I feel like I can get my bracket to you by Tuesday. Is that fair?
That's fair. Okay. Yep, that's fair.
All right, let's do it. All right, let's get to talking about the Wolves. Wolves have won five consecutive games. They're getting healthier. They've already gotten back Dante DiVincenzo. They've gotten back Julius Randle. They just recently got back Rudy Gobert. Do you think that the five-game winning streak is just a product of them getting healthy and fresh bodies back?
I think there are a couple of things that played into that. Obviously, you want to be healthy, and that was so important, having those guys back, getting them back into the lineup, especially after they have been playing so well before the injuries came into play. So we already saw that they were figuring things out, especially Dante and Julius. And some of that is a favorable schedule. I think that when you are playing teams that are sub-500, you just have to go out and handle your business. And kudos to the Wolves for going out and making sure they did that. They did it in offensive fashion, right? They were high-powered through that last stretch. But I think this game is going to be a real test when you're actually playing against one of the teams that are going to be in your way. So this is an opportunity for them to kind of measure themselves, but it's good to have everybody back and have a couple wins under their belt for sure.
I feel like nationally a lot of analysts and, talking heads feel like the Denver Nuggets championship window has closed. I disagree with that. I think that their championship window is wide open. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they're still going to be in the mix. I mean, everybody's so enthralled when you see Luka go to the Lakers and you see what they've been able to do. They've been great, but we'll see what they do when, now that LeBron is injured, dealing with his, I think it's a groin or a quad, a groin.
Yeah, he's got the groin and is going to be out for 2 weeks, yep.
Yeah, so we'll see what the Lakers really look like. The Rockets and the Grizzlies, they're fun, but they're still they haven't really proven themselves. And you can't count out a team with Jokic on it. The man is averaging a triple-double right now. He is playing better than he did when he won his MVPs. So he is going to always elevate that team, and I think that's the team that they're going to compete when the lights are on. Well, do they have enough? Who knows? That's to be determined, but they still have an elite player, two elite players, if you count Murray, and that are going to be able to really lift them up and be competitive. So I definitely don't count them out. they'll have to prove it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking to Rebecca Brunson here on the Late Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Interesting matchup always is between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets tonight. I know that, or I feel like the Joker, he's just going to get his. When you look at Jamal Murray, he's been a little bit inconsistent at times. But who do you think is like their X-factor player? I think that at times I felt it's Aaron Gordon, but he plays well against us. I think that one of the X-factor guys for the Nuggets right now happens to be Christian Brown.
That's what I was going to say. Honestly, and since he was a rookie, I've expected big things from him. I think he's amazingly athletic. He's a solid defender. If he comes out and he competes at a high level, then I think that he is going to be able to help this team. He shoots almost 40% from three, so if he gets an open look and catch and shoot, he's going to be able to knock it down. So he's a guy you can't forget. He's a great guard rebounder. He has great pace. He's up and down too. He only averages, I think, about 15, but he can hurt you, and he's scrappy defensively. So if he comes out and he competes, and I think Murray's a big part of that, what he's going to be able to do. But I think Brown is definitely an X factor.
What do you make of Michael Porter Jr.?
I like the guy, honestly. I think that he's a little bit streaky. When he gets rolling, though, when he sees a couple go down and he feels really good, then, you know, since he's been healthy, it's been about two seasons and he's really been healthy. Since he's been healthy and been able to compete physically, he's somebody who I think they lean on consistently. And because they lean on him so consistently, that's why I wouldn't say he was the X factor, right? He's a part of what they do. He's a part of Michael Porter Jr., Jokic, Murray. He's part of that. Right, so that's why I don't see him as an X factor, but I think he's a solid basketball player.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Anthony Edwards for a second. I love Anthony Edwards as a basketball player. We know how supremely talented he is, but I feel like and he's always seemed to be kind of like a mature beyond his years type of individual. But I will say here within the last year, though, some of the outbursts and just getting frustrated and the technical fouls, I think he's just going to have to rein in. What do you make of like his current season in terms of the technical fouls? And clearly he had a suspension a week or so ago because he exceeded that amount of texts in a season.
Yeah, I think the thing that you see with Ant, when he did get suspended, you see that he's trying to now refrain from some of those outbursts. And maybe it takes the suspension for him to understand that he cannot react to everything. And there are certain situations where he has merit. Like sometimes it gets fouled. Sometimes, you know, it goes, you know, uncalled because refs sometimes subconsciously feel like he's physical enough to play through some of those hits when he gets hit on the arm and things of that nature. So some of it is warranted, but I think that we are seeing a little bit of emotional maturity with Ant through the suspension. Right, you don't want it to come to that, mm-hmm. but obviously you don't want it to be a situation where he gets suspended and he comes back and then he gets another tech right away. You want to be able to see some growth. You want to be able to see him be able to control his emotions. You don't want him to not be emotional because that's what makes players great, is playing with passion, is playing with emotion, right? It's wanting to be successful. So you don't want that to go away, but a little bit of restraint will help him out. And I think that we see that. We see that growth. And we see the fact that his teammates are coming to his aid like, okay, hey, look, you're right, but we can't react that way. And him responding to them shows a mutual respect, which is a great sign of a leader and maturity as well.
You know, Rebecca, I feel like right now that the way that Dante's shooting the basketball, I feel like right now he's just kind of like, I don't want to say necessarily feeling himself, but I could tell that his confidence is up, that he's knocking down shots, and he's taking shots with a lot more confidence. How would you assess or maybe talk about or analyze his game at the moment?
I think that he is playing the way that he played last year when we watched him play in New York. The amount of confidence that he had, like his confidence is not new to this second portion of the Minnesota season. He was that guy, that confident guy, that shooter when he played with New York last year. And it took him a little while to get back to that. And I think now he's comfortable in the situations. I mean, maybe getting into the starting lineup gave him a little bit of a boost and helped him along a little bit more. But now he just seems very, very comfortable. You see him locking in defensively, making great plays on that end of the floor. When the verbiage around him coming into this was, is he going to be a good defender? He's proven that he's a lot more attentive than a lot of other guys on the backside. He's proven that he could play and guard and contain one-on-one. And then that is feeding a lot of his confidence and ability to play off his defense, play with pace, distribute to other guys, pull up on the break and knock down threes, which we've seen him do. And then he's always been an elite catch-and-shoot guy. So I think that will he shoot 51% for the rest of the way? I don't know. But the confidence, he already had that. So now he's just comfortable. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Rebecca, I appreciate the time tonight. I'll be checking you a little bit later on the broadcast for the Wolves game tonight against the Nuggets.
All right. Thank you, Lake.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Rebecca Brunson joining us here, FanDuel Sports Network analyst. She does a phenomenal job. And, I mean, she's a legend.